When the French luxury liner, the SS Ville du Havre, left New York Harbor in November of 1873, she was the most famous passenger vessel afloat. Among her passengers on this particular trip was Mrs. H.G. Spafford of Chicago, who with her four children was embarking on a long-awaited trip to the British Isles and the continent of Europe. At 2 o'clock in the morning of November the 22nd, when the ship was several days at sea and sailing in quiet waters, she was suddenly rammed by the British iron sailing boat, the Loch Erne. Within 2 hours, the luxurious French liner settled to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean with a loss of 226 lives. Among those lost were the four Spafford children. Nine days later, Mrs. Spafford cabled her husband from Cardiff in Wales. The telegram read, "Saved alone." His immediate reply was, "I am so glad to trust the Lord when it will cost me something." As soon as he could, Mr. Spafford booked passage on another ship and was soon crossing the Atlantic Ocean to join his grief-stricken wife. On the way over in December of that same year, the captain invited Mr. Spafford into his cabin and said, "I believe we are now passing over the very place where the Ville du Havre went down." That night, Mr. Spafford could not sleep as he thought of his four children buried beneath the blackness of the swelling seas. But faith in God soon conquered his despair and grief. And out of his heartbreak and pain there in mid-Atlantic, he wrote five stanzas of a hymn which has become an anchor of hope and source of encouragement to those who have been struggling through their long nights of loneliness and despair. His words bringing the realization that after the storm passes and the night is gone, it will be all right. So that now we can sing along with him.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, with my soul.
Yeah.